All right, welcome to the special financial report for Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. I'm Mike Adams here. Thank you for joining me. And Japan is in real trouble. And, well, a quote has leaked out online that is rumored to be from a high-level Bank of Japan operative who issued this blood-chilling warning. And I want to read it for you. It's translated from Japanese. It is, quote, "The measures we are preparing will shatter the lives of billions. To the people of the West, I offer my deepest, most solemn apology. This is not personal. May God have mercy on us all." So that is not normal language in regular financial markets, is it? It sounds kind of like something that a person might say if they're about to pull the trigger on a mass detonation of the global Western debt system or something like that. And perhaps that's what's about to happen. Well, if we look at the Japanese 10-year government bond yields, equivalent to the U.S. Treasury 10-year bond, over the last, well, let's say year, it has risen from about 1.5% to 2.8%, and it continues to rise rapidly right now. Of course, those of you who are into finance, you understand the ramifications of this. First, this destroyed the carry trade, which allowed investors to profit from the difference between the yields on U.S. treasuries, which were higher, versus the yields on Japanese treasuries or equivalent Japanese treasuries, Japanese government bonds. So if Japanese bonds were at 1.5%, you could borrow unlimited money at 1.5%. And then if U.S. treasuries were at, let's say, 3.5%, then you would make the 2% difference with essentially zero risk. That was called the Japanese carry trade. So rising bond rates in Japan, or bond yields in Japan, have essentially destroyed the carry trade, even though there's still a small gap between Japanese yields versus U.S. Treasury yields. That gap is not enough to account for the currency translations and the some level of risk that exists in the system. So keep that in mind. Rates continue to rise in Japanese 10-year bonds. That's substantial. The other thing that's happening in Japan is that the currency continues to weaken versus the U.S. dollar. And this is happening also quite rapidly. A year ago, the Japanese yen was worth 1/146th of a U.S. dollar. In other words, it would take 146 Japanese yen to buy $1. Today, that number is, 162. So the yen is getting weaker. It takes more yen to buy the dollar. Now, Japan is in a debt crisis. It's also in a currency crisis. And to simplify this, Japan is going to have to choose. Will it save its debt market or will it save its currency? Because it turns out it can't do both. It can't do both. And I'm reading from, Stern Drew Crypto is an account on X saying about that quote I read you earlier. Quote, "This is no ordinary leak. It is the veiled confession of the endgame. The yen carry trade death spiral has been weaponized. U.S. treasuries will be dumped into oblivion," he says. "The global bond markets will convulse and break. Ancient financial covenants are being called in. The old fiat order is being ritually sacrificed so something far darker can rise from its ashes." That's pretty dark, huh? "The fall has begun. Your savings, your pensions, your illusions of freedom, all of it vanishes into the void," he says. "Prepare your soul. The hour is later than you think." Okay, if you thought I was dark, if you thought my podcasts were black-pilled, you should read Stern Drew Crypto. And he follows it up with a black heart emoji, by the way. "Prepare your soul. The hour is later than you think." Okay, I'm not mocking what he said. I think he's accurate, actually. I think he's accurate. Now, he mentions that Japan will be forced to sell U.S. treasuries. That's one play that might happen here. But there's another alternative that may be even more likely, and I want to cover that with you here briefly. But let's cover the dumping of U.S. treasuries first. This would be used to defend the yen. So Japan is currently the largest holder of U.S. treasuries, holding over $1 trillion of U.S. treasuries. Now, so if Japan is flooding the global market with a lot of U.S. treasuries, then that would make it more difficult for the U.S. treasury itself to sell new treasuries, that is to sell off new debt. And in order to entice buyers to purchase the new debt, the 10-year bond yields offered by the U.S. treasury would inevitably have to rise. And if they rise above 5%, it's widely believed by well-informed people, some of whom I've interviewed, that that is the beginning of the end of the Western debt market. And perhaps that's what this Japanese bank insider is referring to when he says this will, quote, shatter the lives of billions. To the people of the West, I offer my deepest, most solemn apology. Followed by, you know, may God have mercy on us all. So this person appears to be understanding that he is about to shatter the lives of billions of people. Well, what kind of event in the debt market would shatter the lives of billions of people? And the answer is an unwinding of the debt Ponzi scheme. That's one thing. Now, of course, a currency collapse could also affect billions of people in a different way. But the debt market is, as you probably know, a much more serious issue. The debt market is much larger than the stock market. And if the debt market unwinds, then we plunge into economic hell, like economic Mad Max, very quickly. So this one scenario here of dumping U.S. treasuries would be catastrophic. And it is one of the two most likely scenarios, at least in my assessment. Although I am not, just to be clear, I am not an economist. I'm just a person who understands numbers, and I've been watching this for a very long time. So, of course, always, you know, do your own research and make your own decisions, etc. But be very careful with the way things are going right now. So what's the other tactic that the Bank of Japan could use to try to protect its own debt market without dumping treasuries? Because you can imagine the U.S. would not be happy about Japan dumping $1 trillion in treasuries. And by the way, what if China were to dump treasuries on top of Japan dumping treasuries? You could really see a collapse of the U.S. treasury debt market very quickly. Very quickly. Okay, but the other scenario is that Japan could return to defending, or let's say capping, the yields on its own 10-year bonds. And see, that has been the situation for a very long time until, I don't know, what was it, roughly a year ago, or I don't have the timeline, but at some point, Japan began to let its yields sort of free float in the marketplace. But for years before that, Japan capped the yields, and then the Japanese government itself, or its central bank technically, would print the yen to buy its own debt in order to manipulate the yield rates and keep them artificially low. In fact, that is what gave rise to the carry trade, you know, the Japanese yen debt bond market versus U.S. Treasury bond market. That was because Japan was printing the yen to buy its own debt to keep its own yields artificially low, and it did that for years. The problem with that is that it destroys your currency. And the yen, as I mentioned earlier, the yen has lost tremendous value. It continues to lose value, even versus the dollar, which is a currency that itself is also losing value in terms of actual purchasing power in the real world. So, you know, the dollar's losing its value, but the yen is losing value faster than the dollar. So the yen is becoming less valuable compared to the dollar, which is becoming less valuable compared to groceries or, you know, ultimately, in the long run, gold and silver, things like that. So as a result, if Japan chooses this approach, then its currency will, I don't know, collapse maybe. Maybe that's not the right word. It will erode rapidly, let's say. And this will cause all kinds of problems with other Asia Pacific manufacturers and exporters, because a collapsing yen becomes a competitive devaluation of the yen currency that then undercuts neighboring countries like South Korea, Taiwan, China, even, you know, exporters out of China, even European countries like German exporters and so on. So this then starts a trade war based on a devalued currency, and it causes all kinds of trade friction and leads to domestic Japanese inflation that further destroys purchasing power for ordinary Japanese citizens, who eventually, although they are Japanese, they're relatively orderly, eventually they rise up. You know, they start to have protests. They start to have, you know, social unrest. Although, again, Japan is a relatively well-behaved country, but there's a limit, even in Japan. So the country of Japan right now seemingly has to make a choice. It can either defend its debt market at the cost of sacrificing its currency and causing domestic political instability, or it can defend its currency by exporting its problems to the world by dumping treasuries, effectively, you know, tossing the Western debt market into total chaos. But Japan itself would be much better off in that scenario. And so those are, I mean, I'm simplifying it, obviously, but those are basically the two scenarios. And what this Japanese, this high-level bank executive, who we don't know his name or her name, what they are saying is that, again, quote, "The measures we are preparing will shatter the lives of billions. To the people of the West, I offer my deepest, most solemn apology." Notice that he's not apologizing to the Japanese people, because based on this, he is not about to take actions that will destroy the yen. He is about, or he's speaking about taking actions that will destroy the West, in other words, the dollar debt market. And that's why he says, "I offer my deepest, most solemn apology. This is not personal. May God have mercy on us all." So it seems almost certain that that's what Japan is going to do. It's going to dump treasuries. It's going to protect its own currency. It's going to try to survive this, even if it means sacrificing its ally, which is the United States, which the United States hasn't really treated Japan as much of an ally, by the way, not since Trump came into office, because Trump has been hammering Japan with punitive tariffs, which I never understood. I always thought you should treat your allies like allies. You know, you shouldn't have punitive tariffs against Taiwan or Japan, for that matter, or South Korea or any of these other countries that are strong allies of the United States. But Trump, who doesn't understand economics, obviously, he doesn't understand tariffs. He doesn't understand much of anything outside of real estate and being bombastic. He thinks that tariffs are a great thing. So he has punished countries like Japan, pushing them more aggressively into this current situation where they are suffering trade export problems, as well as currency problems, as well as debt problems. You know, talk about a trifecta of financial doom. That's what Japan is facing right now. And note, importantly, that some of its key companies, like, let's say, Toyota is being outcompeted by China in terms of vehicles, or to some extent even by South Korea, like Hyundai, which is much more advanced in terms of modern EVs compared to Toyota. Toyota has fallen behind. And there are many other Japanese companies that have fallen behind as well. And some of that is due to, you know, trade restrictions and tariffs. So the way you will know if this is happening is if you check the news and you find out that Japan is dumping treasuries. If that happens, it's time to scramble. It's time to scramble. Hold on to your gold, folks, and your silver. And you may want to acquire more between now and then. If you do, you know, of course, our sponsor, our trusted partner, co-founded by Tucker Carlson, is Battalion Metals at metalswithmike.com. Metalswithmike.com. And you can use discount code RANGER and they'll waive the shipping insurance fee. That is, if you want to get gold and silver. But, of course, don't take this as financial advice. possibly I'm reading this wrong and maybe Japan has something else in mind that I haven't thought of here. But whatever they have in mind, it seems likely, although not guaranteed, that it will impact the dollar and the Western debt market in a very damaging way, which will likely cause gold and silver to spike up in terms of dollar denominations. That's my guess. But who knows? I can't read their minds, and this is a very dynamic situation, so we'll see what happens. But if you wake up one morning and they're saying, hey, Japan is dumping treasuries, boom, that's your sign right there. Probably gold and silver will spike almost immediately if that happens. And you're going to see a lot of people all around the world start fleeing into safety, which is interesting because a lot of people will jump into the dollar or dollar-denominated markets such as the U.S. stock market and the U.S. real estate market. So you could actually see quite a large spike if Japan does this, even though U.S. Treasury yields would have to rise. You would also see a stock market blow off top happening at the same time and a U.S. real estate market strong increase at the same time. So you could see, although this is unusual, you would see the stock indexes and the yield rates of 10-year treasuries and real estate average home prices, all three of those could rise at the same time, which is very unusual. But if you see that, it's an unmistakable sign of what's going on and that it's a blow-off top in the market and probably a blow-off bubble in real estate as well. There's a lot of real estate for sale in Florida right now. Something like one of every seven listings of residential homes in America are in the state of Florida. At least I read that statistic. I was shocked. One of seven or one of eight, something like that. Like, why is everybody selling in Florida? Is it the Big Short 2.0? What's going on? Now, one of the impacts of all of this is that the dollar, of course, is going to continue to lose value compared to goods and services, even as the dollar may gain value compared to other currencies such as the yen. So remember that the dollar index, the Dixie, as it's called, even if that indicates that the dollar is stronger versus a basket of other currencies around the world, it doesn't mean that the dollar is stronger versus real goods and services. The dollar continues to fall because of, inflation, which really describes an increase in the dollar supply. So the value of the dollars continues to fall because dollars continue to be printed, and that is not stopping anytime soon. So getting the goods today that you're going to need 6 months from now or next year remains a smart decision. And let me mention too, I requested to my own team, healthrangerstore.com. We've had this July 4th sale going on. I asked them to extend it to 4 p.m. Central Time today because I know a lot of people are traveling. And a lot of people were distracted by, the 250th events and all kinds of things. And some people didn't see that we had our sale going on, which started last Friday. So it's good until 4 p.m. today. Go to healthrangerstore.com/July4, just the numeral 4 there, July 4. And you can see all the free gifts that we have, a lot of free gifts. Plus, depending on how much you spend, you get free gifts, a colloidal silver mouthwash, our silver fresh liquid deodorant with magnesium and baking soda, or our biostructured silver gel tube, our pine needle spray with silver and iodine. That's one of my favorites right there. I've been using pine needles these last couple of days. And we've got a lot of things on sale, lots of things on sale, and partner discounts with some of our product partners and heirloom seeds on sale and so much more. Lots of things, including, of course, storable food. So if you want to get storable, organic, lab-tested food at today's prices before the dollar loses more value, then this is a great chance to stock up on that and also support us. So again, that's healthrangerstore.com/July4. And I don't know when our next sale is going to be, so this is a great time to stock up. Also understand that the Strait of Hormuz situation is not resolved yet. although seems like a couple of dozen ships moved through, and many of those ships were on their way to Japan, and they moved through the strait with the permission of Iran. So apparently they've paid the fee. You know, Japan has worked out something with Iran, which is, it's interesting that we're talking about Japan right now. Japan is desperately running low on oil and natural gas, and probably things like helium as well, maybe sulfuric acid, because Japan is a, you know, very strong industrial country with a lot of manufacturing, and so they need these raw materials out of the Persian Gulf. So they made a deal with Iran. Iran let the ships through, and then Trump's people announce, oh, the strait's open, all these ships are sailing through. Yeah, not with the U.S. permission, but with Iran's permission, because Japan is recognizing that Iran is in charge, not the United States. So part of what's happening globally right now is that the U.S. is losing credibility and power and reputation in the eyes of most of the world, while Iran, as we just saw with the multi-day funeral procession of the Ayatollah, who the U.S. murdered, there have been way over 10 million people in Iran who have attended the funeral, and dignitaries from over 100 countries, including high-level officials from Russia and China. It's clear that the world is recognizing Iran's critical importance, Iran's role in the world for decades to come, because of Iran's unique position over the Strait of Hormuz and its ability to control the flows of oil and energy, and also Iran's capability of defending itself against attacks from what Trump brags is the world's most powerful military, which is the U.S. military. So let me ask you this question, and I'm not wishing death upon, you know, anybody, but if our current U.S. president were to pass away from natural causes, do you think that dignitaries from 100 countries would attend his funeral? No, not a chance. They would have parties. They would celebrate it. They would celebrate the end of the tariffs and the end of the wars and the end of the insanity is what they would do. And again, I don't wish, you know, death upon anyone, obviously. But Iran actually, Iran has a stronger reputation in the world than the United States now. And I know that's saying something, but that's true. That's the case. And we're seeing that unfold in real time. Iran is more trusted than the United States. Iran is seen as ultimately wielding more power than the United States. And the only thing the U.S. has going for it is its debt market, its dollar, you know, the liquidity of U.S. treasuries. That's it. That's the last thing keeping the U.S. empire afloat. If that goes, the U.S. empire is done. And it sounds like something's about to happen in Japan that would be a major blow to the U.S. debt market, treasuries, the dollar currency, etc. So what if the United States, all in 1 year, is handed a major defeat by Iran, which has already happened, and then also is handed a financial defeat because Japan is forced to sell off the largest holdings of U.S. treasuries in order to save itself? That would be another major blow to the U.S. empire, and I'm not sure how many such blows the U.S. empire can survive. I'm not saying that selling off all the treasuries would collapse the U.S. overnight, but it would certainly force the empire into a direction that could lead to its demise, especially when China is about to roll out what looks to be a gold backing of its settlement currency to create a more trusted currency for international use, whether it's digital backed by some amount of gold. I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work. It's not the same thing as BRICS. It's something different. But China is banning paper speculation on gold and silver later this month. So nobody can manipulate the market with paper, just selling paper. So and China is encouraging its citizens to purchase huge amounts of gold. Why? Because China knows what's coming. One day, China is going to announce, hey, we have 30,000 tons of gold. I mean, I don't know if that's the exact number, but it's something like that. And we have a partially gold-backed currency called the, you know, the digital gold yuan or whatever. And we are now going to buy and sell in this currency. And if you want to buy goods from China, you have to use this currency. If China did that, the dollar would collapse overnight. And so would U.S. treasuries. And so would most other Western currencies. Why? Because Western currencies are worthless. They're backed by nothing. They're backed by, you know, just mindless money printing and warmongering and threats. Whereas if China rolls out a currency backed by gold, even partially backed, like 20% backed by gold, and China rolls out audited, inspected, physical gold, you know, reports of how much gold they have. If it's 30,000 tons of gold, let's say, which is way more than the U.S. has, that's even if you believe the numbers at Fort Knox, which are complete fiction, then the world is going to see that China is the new dominant force in terms of a trustable currency that can't be weaponized against you and that will tend to hold value. And so then that begins the process of the world moving to something like a Chinese yuan currency, not as a, quote, world reserve currency, which really speaks to the debt markets, but rather as a world trade currency, as a settlement currency. See, China doesn't have to control the world's debt markets, and it probably doesn't want to. It doesn't want to issue that much debt. But China would love to have the world's settlement currency, because it is the world's manufacturer, after all, of most things, most electric cars, most robots, most drones, most, almost everything you can think of. So China can actually set the rules of what currency you have to buy Chinese goods with. And if that currency stops being the dollar, which could happen overnight with one announcement, then the dollar is toast. And that day is probably coming. I don't know when. Too many variables at work here. I'm not going to try to make a prediction. Who knows? But that's where this is headed. And that's why Trump wanted to hurt China by conquering Venezuela and taking China's oil away. And also starting the war with Iran would hurt China, because China is a recipient of a significant portion of the oil that flows through the Strait of Hormuz. Turns out China had over 1 billion barrels of oil in their own strategic reserve, so they're not actually panicking. And China planned ahead for exactly this kind of event, and they're way better off than anybody else in the world right now when it comes to energy. Okay, I've got an incredible interview coming up for you today with a senior fellow at the Ron Paul Institute, Chris Rossini. We had an amazing conversation about these topics and, well, not just these, but I mean geopolitics and economics and the oil shortage and so much more. So be sure to check that interview. You'll find it at brightvideos.com. And also you can follow my articles on all of this at naturalnews.com. Of course, I'm Mike Adams, and I thank you for listening. And don't forget, today is the last day until 4 p.m. Central at our online store to save for our July 4th sale, which has been extended by my request to 4 p.m. today. That's healthrangerstore.com/July4, just the numeral 4. And it's good till 4 p.m. Central, so take advantage of it. It's the lowest prices you'll ever see on these goods because of what's happening to the dollar and the supply chains and, you know, transportation costs and everything else. So take advantage of it now while you can, and thank you for your support. Take care. Right now, more than ever, it's critical to eliminate counterparty risk. That's my belief, and don't take this as financial advice, because I'm not your financial advisor, but when you want physical gold and silver in your hands, or vaulted, professionally vaulted, insured, high security vault, etc., that eliminates that counterparty risk, which I think is an extreme risk right now. I think banks are going to fail, and we're going to have bank bail-ins. The currency is failing every day, you know, kind of little by little, because of all the money printing and the valuation erosion that's accelerating. Also, because of what's happening in the Middle East, more and more countries are agreeing to sell oil in currencies other than the dollar. And the only way that treasury yields are kept low is by the Fed printing money and buying our own debt, because there aren't enough international buyers to buy our debt anymore. So our country's like a snake eating its own tail financially. It's buying its own debt, and this is going to end badly. And when it does,
in my opinion, those who hold dollars, even in bank accounts or in the stock market or whatever, they're going to be devastated by the losses. Gold and silver are the best way, in my opinion, to preserve your assets and make it through the coming storm. And the best place to get gold and silver is a company I've been working with, the original founders of the group, for 6 or 7 years now. Today it's called Battalion Metals, and you can reach them at metalswithmike.com. And the reason it's called Battalion Metals now is because they did a joint venture with Tucker Carlson. So Tucker Carlson is the co-founder of Battalion Metals. It's the same group I've worked with for years. And let me tell you about these people. They are pro-freedom, pro-liberty, pro-Ron Paul type of people. They respect your privacy. They understand the importance of your security, your privacy, and the importance of giving you gold and silver at the best possible competitive prices. So there's no bait and switch. There's no, you know, rigging. There's no weird coins like, here, have this 1.5 ounce thing that nobody knows what it is. They don't play games. Otherwise, I wouldn't promote them. This is the same company, metalswithmike.com, Battalion Metals. This is the same group that I recommend to my family, to my friends, and that I use myself. And I stack gold and silver every month, just a certain amount every month, and I have it vaulted with their vaults because I know I can trust them because they're professionals. They're high integrity people. They're not fly by night. They are the kind of people that you can trust. Again, otherwise I wouldn't even be associated with them. So when you want to get gold and silver in your hands and eliminate that counterparty risk, this is the way to do it. Just go to metalswithmike.com. You can see the prices right there online in real time at Battalion Metals, or you can schedule a call with them. Just use this button right here, schedule a call. And they are trustworthy, high integrity, knowledgeable people who can help you devise a strategy that's suitable for you. Just remember, I'm not your financial advisor. I can't give you an investment strategy personalized for you. You need to do that yourself with your own advisors. You can talk with Battalion Metals and they can help give you a lot of information and some planning as well. But make the best decision for you. And you're going to make it through this. You'll make it through the storm, even as other people lose the value of their dollars or their other investments. Gold and silver will make it through. And right now, in my opinion, gold and silver are still at an incredible buying opportunity in terms of price compared to where they're going to be represented in dollars in the near future. That's my opinion. Do your own research. Do what's best for you. And check it all out at metalswithmike.com. So thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless you all. Take care.